Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 311 for May 14th, 2007, the Sansa Connect. And now, get ready for Dick. It's a brand new week. Smile Monday's here. I know normally Monday's nothing to celebrate, but it does mean there's a brand new Daily GizWiz, and ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the little old gadget meister himself, Dick DiBartolo. Hello, Dick.
How you doing, pal?
I'm great. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Boy, oh boy,
we're
are we in
roll.
Sync?
Yeah,
No, my weekend was good. Did a little boating, and
you know what you missed?
What?
It wasn't last week; it was the weekend before. The Butter and Eggs Day Parade.
Oh
boy, is that a great?
Yeah, that sounds like something that it's worth flying to Pantaluma, Pukaluka. Where do you live?
Hakalugi, yeah.
Hakalugi?
No, it's Petaluma.
Kazatani?
It's Petaluma, and this was the sesquicentennial.
Oh!
The 150th anniversary, not of Petaluma, but of Petaluma firefighter.
Well, where does the eggs and butter come in?
Well, that way, you know, that they got to have fire to cook the eggs and butter. So, we were celebrating. So there were a lot of old fire trucks. I know you would have loved that.
Oh, that I like.
Yeah, great old cars. It's just a really fun parade.
What do they call it? Butter and eggs,
because Petaluma used to be famous for its chicken farms, less so now, and eggs. We were the egg basket of all of the West Coast at one time. Millions of eggs a day.
Wow.
And of course, it's still dairy country, so there's
a lot
of butter.
You still lay quite a few up there yourself, don't
you? More than a few eggs.
Except you call them Netcast.
Yes, exactly. You know, someday they'll probably have the Netcast and Vodcast days, but I'll be long gone by then.
No.
Meanwhile, it's still butter and
70
eggs.
Is the new 30.
Oh, yeah. It's
we decided that
still.
Last week.
Anyway, it's kind of fun. They have a contest for the best little chicken town, cutest little chicken town, and the kids all dress up like chickens. And everybody, see, it's a small town, right? It's a small town America parade.
Yeah.
And because there are really not that many people, almost everybody's in the parade. It causes, you know, there's not a lot of people to watch it. So what happens is when you're in the parade, you march in the parade, and as soon as you go by the reviewing stand, you quickly run and sit down to watch the other people so that they have an audience. It's kind of a circular parade. And meanwhile, the people who have been sitting and watching you now get up and get in the parade.
Right. And then when it's over, does the entire town get in one minivan? And
we drive off. That was a great parade this year. Oh, I particularly loved your float. Well, thank you. I loved yours,
that
too.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's
you would love it.
Shopping cart with some trim on it?
No, you know what? It's actually a very big parade. There's a lot of high school marching bands in the...
Oh.
And then they have there's lots of food booths and different stuff. And it takes over the whole town. It was 80 degrees. It was beautiful. And then the next day, Sunday... is the antique fair.
That big letdown.
No, we have the antique fair. So
wow.
That's fun, too. Yeah, so it's a big weekend. Next time, you got to come out. It's last weekend in April in Petaluma.
Oh, yeah, I'm writing it down now.
You could be in the parade and watch it.
I want to be in it.
And
I'll bring a big mirror so it looks like there are two GizWizzes marching.
That would help. That would really help. We should have a netcast float.
Could I be the marshal? Do they have a marshal?
You could be the marshal.
Like a celebrity marshal?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You could be the marshal. I don't know who it was this year.
Must have been very famous.
I think it was a lady that owns the candy store. She's about 800 pounds. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They have a big truck that's flatbed. They put her on. We should have a netcast float.
Yeah, I'm going to Google and see if there are any photos on Flickr.
I'm sure there are.
Butter and Eggs Day.
I think I posted a few actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So what is our gadget to begin this brand new week?
Gadget of the day is a new MP3 player from our friends over there at SanDisk.
Okay.
And it's called the Sansa Connect.
Oh, this is very interesting.
This is interesting. Now, this is their first MP3 player with Wi-Fi. Now they've teamed up with Yahoo. I'm thinking the chocolate drink, but they teamed up with Yahoo, and it's pretty clever. You need a Yahoo ID, but right out of the box, I clicked it on, clicked on internet radio, and the very first time you turn it on, it will ask you for your Yahoo ID.
Okay, so you have to have an account at the Yahoo Music store.
Which you can get for free.
Right. Now, can you not use this if you don't have one?
Yeah, you can. You can
put your own music on it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right. But once you put in your Yahoo ID, it instantly starts playing Yahoo Internet Radio. And then you can scroll down the type of music you want and listen to the channels you want. And
it's kind of a portable radio player.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be. Now, the one problem can be that it can't let you sign on to networks that need you to sign in. So like it's some airports, you have to type in your email address.
Well, that's true at Starbucks too. You have to go to a web page to log into the T-Mobile network.
So you won't be able to do that.
So it has to be a completely open Wi-Fi.
Open network, exactly. I mean, it found, as soon as I turned it on, it said there are 5 networks available. But it listed mine at the top because mine was the strongest. And it gives you a little bar to indicate.
So it'd be great at home.
Yeah. It's great at home.
Here's what I misunderstood. So it's listening to Yahoo Radio. Can you download songs onto the Sansa from Yahoo?
You know what? I did.
Okay.
From the radio.
Oh, you can. Okay.
Now, I don't know
how long. So it'll stream. You link to the launch cast, so you could, it'll stream. But also, you could then, if you pay money at the Yahoo Music Store, you could download tracks onto the player.
That is correct. For example, when you buy it, and because the box they sent me looked like the consumer version, you do get the first month free of Yahoo Music.
Yeah, that makes
now,
sense.
And it's one of those services where you can download lots of songs.
Unlimited, right.
Unlimited, and they stay there as long as you keep paying the fee.
Neat.
And I think there was a yearly fee that saves some money.
Right,
but the
right.
neat thing is, on Yahoo Music, and I think they call it Yahoo Jukebox, I just arbitrarily picked like 10 songs, made up a playlist, and then went on the little Sansa Connect and hit playlist, and the name of the playlist that I had created came up, and I just clicked get this playlist.
Perfect.
And very quickly, the songs were streamed from my computer to the MP3 player.
Oh, that's neat.
Now, yeah. Now, it was interesting because while you were setting up, we were talking, you do have to connect it to download your own music files that you're not getting through Yahoo.
So if I ripped a CD and it's on my hard drive, I'd connect it up that way.
But I mean, you know, what does that take?
No, that's what a normal MP3 player will do. The whole point is this is a normal Sansa with the additional ability to listen on Wi-Fi to streaming music or download music to it.
Exactly. Now, unlike a lot of the other Sansa units, this does not have a voice recorder built in or an FM tuner. But it's a very handsome unit. And also, I happen to like a volume rocker on the side so that you don't
Wow, you're such a rocker.
Yeah, maybe that's the reason,
yes.
Leo. I'm going to cancel my 4 o'clock psychiatrist appointment.
I figured it out. He's a rocket
in a second. In a second. So this podcast is so therapeutic for me.
So I'm looking at the prices of Yahoo Music Unlimited.
Yeah.
And you have to get the to go subscription, which is $11.99 a month, or it's $11.99 a month if you buy a year's worth, so it's $143, or $14.99 a month if you want to go month to month.
Okay,
so it's not super cheap, but
no,
you do
not.
Get unlimited music. Any song they've got, you can put on there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And is there a picture of the unit where you are?
It looks like. Now, how big is it? It looks like a little cell phone because it's got a little antenna on it.
It looks exactly like a little cell phone. Yeah. And that little bump is the antenna, but it doesn't look like an antenna. It's a 2.2-inch color screen. Very nice. You spin the wheel to go up and down. And like right now, I'm in music library. So it's doing albums, songs, download manager. Then you hit home and it goes to internet radio, get more music, my music library. It's a neat little, and friends. It's sort of like Zune. I don't think you can even send music.
This is why this is a big deal, because even though the Zune has Wi-Fi, you can't do that on the Zune. You can't download or listen to internet music.
Oh, that's true.
And the iPod, you can't do this. So this is the first, to my knowledge, the first MP3 player that has Wi-Fi that allows you to download music via the Wi-Fi. And that's a big deal.
Via the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Through Yahoo Music.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And you can go to Flickr and see photos. And for some strange reason, you can, if you're within range of another person with Sansa Connect, you can view their music list. I don't think you can listen to their music, but you can find out what they like and what they're listening to. And if you want, you can pick up their favorites, use the names of the music that they like. It's sort of like a social interaction thing that I think doesn't really do too much, but it's fun to say you can do it.
That is really, yeah. And the sound quality is good. I mean, I've liked these Sansas for a while.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And
it has a little mini SD card. So it comes with, let me just, oh yeah, it's $250. And in the play,
that's a four gig player.
It's the 4 gigabyte. Okay. I think there's only one version
right
now.
But you can add an SD card of another 4 gigs to make it 8 if you wanted to.
8 gigs, right.
Yeah. Very cool. And the thing is, you don't need as much on this because you have access to 2 million songs. You just put some stuff on there, and then when you're tired of it, you put something else on there.
Hang on. I'll play the 2 million songs, and you tell me how many of them you like.
I like many of them.
Oh, okay.
Almost
then
all.
I won't play them.
Okay, because I think really don't have time for that.
We probably don't have time.
No, we have that time for this song, though, if you'd like to hear it. It's one of my favorite numbers. It's a little something we like to call the Gizwiz Letters Jingle. Performed by George Wood, the Gizwiz Orchestra, and Chorale.
And the non-union singers.
Yes. The union singers who are nuns.
You know what? Were they in the parade? Were they in the cheese parade?
The butter and eggs? Yeah. You know what? They weren't this year, but next year they'll be on the float. You bet.
Oh, okay.
You know what we'll do? This will be great. So I'll get you, Steve Gibson, John C. Dvorak, Merle Mann.
The twit float.
We'll have a twit float. And we'll have...
Did you ever have a twit float? They're so delicious.
I probably can get them at the candy store around the corner.
19 kinds of ice cream.
Oh, God. And 2 million songs. and maybe we'll have... And then here's how I see it. You know, glittery, tinsel, blue tinsel all along the bottom, a giant kind of radio-looking thing, maybe a giant iPod, a foam rubber iPod, and then all the guys standing there around, waving at the people. And then in the front... In arrayed in their finery, in their beautiful twit evening gowns, the Gizwiz jingle singers and singing into the microphone like the Andrews Sisters almost, as we go down the street.
Yeah,
Wouldn't
but
that
we
be incredible?
And dragging a 100-foot string of LEDs.
There you go.
Blinking. Is it a nighttime parade or a daytime?
Daytime,
parade?
But it doesn't matter. It'll be. You know, we'll just keep going until it gets dark. It'll be like the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be exactly like that.
It'll be Mickey Mouse. I'll give you that.
Yes, that's very good.
Do you have a letter?
I do. Listening to Turn the Table Tuesday. Oh, it's Leo picked a toothpick bird.
Oh, please.
Around the
again
end,
with the toothpick
you
bird.
Mentioned that you write item feature lines for MAD. Where you make up things that are very obvious, like the pen that can write a check up to $1 million. I was surprised that Leo didn't mention that in World of Warcraft, a game he plays,
yes,
there is a character called Griffith, who sells some interesting items.
Oh.
One item is the marvelous Madstone of Immortality.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
He anchors your spirit, allowing you to come back from the most dreadful of demises once your essence returns to where you perished. As I'm sure Leo can tell you, this can be done even without this item in one's possession.
That's right.
Oh, okay. I found it was funny that Blizzard has a vendor who sells items.
Don't need at all.
Yeah, that's right. They're right. Who has the same obvious description as you used to do for Mad Magazine.
That's interesting. I haven't run into that.
Oh, okay. And that's from Medros, M-E-D-R-O-S. And he says, all things Xerath, A-Z-E-R-O-T-H.
Oh, Azeroth.
Azeroth. Okay. Is that like a secret code that you guys know?
Yes, that's the land where World of Warcraft lives.
When do you have time to play video games?
I don't have time to play video games. You know, when it's funny, I haven't played in a couple of weeks. For some reason, I was playing furiously in the weeks leading up to April 15th.
Oh, I love furiously.
Yes, and then after April 15th, once the taxes were done, I lost my urge to play, and I think it was an avoidance mechanism.
Yeah, did you ever file your taxes?
No, but I have a good excuse. Yeah. I was in Azeroth at the time.
Oh, oh yeah, that's good.
As long as you're not in your home,
you can get an extension.
They say that. You can get an extension if you're overseas.
Yeah.
So I was in Azeroth.
Oh, that's way over. That's over. That's above the earth.
It's far away.
You can get... I think it's a 4-year automatic extension.
Yes, but any income I earn in Azeroth, I have to declare.
Yeah.
So I've
I think it's a 6-year jail term also. I'm not sure if it's
jail
a 6-year
extension.
A 6-year extension and a 4-year jail term.
Or the other way around, it might be.
Yeah, I'm not an accountant. Don't quote me on this.
For the horde. So, okay. So there you go. A little mad moment in World of Warcraft. That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel like I'm kind of sad. This actually is, speaking of which, is kind of a sad moment for me because, you know, we had the Gadget Warehouse in Second Life.
And what happened?
We had to sell it off. The guy who built it had to sell it.
Oh.
I don't know if he came into financial straits or what, but the whole Twit amphitheater, the Gadget Warehouse, the whole thing gone.
So now, if you sell it, does it cease to exist?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they tore it down. They put in a bypass or something. I don't know. They put something else in.
Oh, it's probably a big Walmart.
Yeah, probably. Isn't that sad? Just like in real life, in Second Life, these things happen.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Dick, I didn't want to bring you down, but...
Yeah, that's okay. Sometimes... Well, no, I was feeling down until
you know
I remembered
why.
That tomorrow is Turn the Table Tuesday.
Oh, you're going to hear our fabulous jingle once again. And once again, I'll climb under my desk for something very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What will it be? Well, we'll find out tomorrow. I'll see you then, Dick.
Okay, I'll be here.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.